We are speaking today in Bremerhaven with Captain Reinhard Hardegen, captain of the U-123, 123.
I entered the Navy in 1933, and in 1935 I came to the Naval Air Force, and I was 4 years in the Naval Air Force. And through the Poland War, I was also in the Air Force, and in November 39, I came to the submarines and into the submarine. I was commanded to do it. You see, a Navy officer cannot say, I want to do this and this and this. They was said you had to do this. I was on the 13th of January 1942 off New York Harbor. And I thought that it would be a big surprise for the Americans that a submarine will be there. But it wasn't, because what I didn't know then, that the English cracked our German naval cipher, and they plotted my position every day and gave my position to Admiral Ernest G. King. But he did nothing. There was no blackout, also no dimming. All the lights were full on the light ships, and both light ship and so on. And all the ships were with full lights, and I could see on Coney Islands the houses and lights and motor cars, and so therefore it was a very easy navigation for me. And I waited off on both light ship when the ships came out of the inner harbor of New York. And the first night I torpedoed and sunk the tanker Norness, and she thought at first she hit a mine, because the radio man sent a message that they hit a mine, but I sent another torpedo to fulfill my business, and then they remarked that it was a submarine. And on the second day I sunk the tanker Coimbra, all this quite in the range of New York Harbor. But when in the papers in the United States said that I was so near New York that I could see Manhattan and the people dancing on the roof of Waldorf Astoria, that is nonsense, that's a story, because I didn't pass the Narrows, and I was not in the Upper Bay. And also, if I would have been there, I never could have seen people dancing on the roof of the Waldorf Astoria. And then I went southward, and the Americans, they sank me nearly every day, because we heard the radio messages, and they said there is a submarine, and she sank a tanker, but our Air Force sank the submarine. And next day there's another submarine, sank another tanker, but our Air Force sank also the submarine, and we on board, we were laughing. Because there were some airplanes, and they dropped also some bombs, but they had no exercise, they were far off. And so I guess for 3 times I learned by radio that I was sunk. It was always the same submarine, because in the Operation Drumbeat we had only 5 submarines sent over, and only one was off New York. That was the submarine number 123, that was my submarine. And then I went on the coast to the south till Cape Hatteras, and I sank on this patrol another ships, a lot of ships. Also, when my torpedoes were out, I sank by artillery. And on my next patrol, I started Cape Hatteras and went down to Key West and sank one ship more than on the first patrol. But some of these ships were sunk in shallow waters, and the mast and the funnel looked out of the water. And they floated these tankers and repaired them, and they were put into service once more, but later on sunk by another submarine.
Was there one moment that was the most scary, with a moment when perhaps you thought that you were going to be sunk?
That was off St. Augustine, and I was in shallow water, and a destroyer, he dropped 5 depth charges, and I was aground on about 20-23 meters, and we wanted to abandon the ship, and then the destroyer always ran over my boat, but he didn't drop dead charges at all more, because he thought that he sunk the submarine. He made a big failure. He didn't wait till the white cap of the captain was to be on the sea. We lost fuel and we lost pressure air, and also our deck planks were spoiled, and so some debris swam off, and so the destroyer saw the fuel spot and the air and the wood, and so he thought we were already sunk. It was a very difficult thing. When I was finished in one patrol, I sent a radio message of my my success. Sieben Tanker schlug die letzte Stund, die U-Falle sank Träger, zwei Frachter liegen mit auf Grund, versenkt vom Forkenschläger. It means for seven tankers the last hour was the last hour, and the Q-ship take a little bit longer before she sank, and two freighters also were lying on the ground, and all were sunk by Paukenschläger, it means by the drum beater. That was of my second patrol to the United States. In the end of the war, I was commander of an infantry battalion and was fighting south of Bremen. And then in the last days, I was at the headquarters of Dönitz in Flensburg. When the war ended, I had nothing. No profession. I learned only to be officer in the Navy, and had a wife and four children. As I said, we are freezing. We want to have something to eat and to clothes and so on. And so I had to work hard to bring all these things. But we succeeded, because in Germany, all people after 45 had hard work, and so we had this success. I made a cruise. I made the Northwest Passage this year with a ship from the Spirit, and on board of the ship was a man, and he was an able seaman of the tanker Malay. I torpedoed this tanker and also shelled her with guns, and I thought she sunk, because they gave a message, we need help, we're sinking quickly. But by him I learned that they succeeded. They put the tanker aground, and also was lifted and repaired. And so I met this man 50 years afterwards on a cruise ship in the Northwest Passage.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.